It's a great story, but it ain't necessarily so. After 40, 50, or 60 years, a long-lost letter finally arrives at its destination. But was it really lost in the postal twilight zone? Lynn Stamp News editor Rob Hazler says there's probably a simpler explanation.
Somebody found an old letter and dropped it back into the mail stream.
Stamp collectors sometimes also collect old envelopes and mail.
They come out of people's attics and closets as elderly people die. These things are handed down to their heirs or are disposed of.
It may be the work of a well-meaning Good Samaritan or a prankster, but
they make good newspaper stories.
And then the local postal people say they can't imagine how it happened and apologize.
They probably should apologize because they're showing their ignorance spending their time and money redelivering something once every 50 years.
It's not even a new phenomenon, says Hazler.
Not long after writing it, I stumbled on an item written in 1932 by A.C. Ressler, a famous stamp dealer, where he talked about exactly the same thing happening back then.
Some of these long-lost letters probably really were stuck in a mail chute or behind a piece of machinery, but not all. I'm Lloyd DeVries.